For God loves a cheerful giver. Do you see how often he repeats this? I do not speak by commandment, and here I give my advice, and as a generous act, not as of force, and again, not reluctantly, nor under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. In this passage, I believe the reference is to a large giver. The apostle, however, interprets it as giving willingly, since the example of the Macedonians and all those other circumstances were enough to prompt generous giving. He doesn't focus so much on that, but rather on giving without reluctance. For if it is a virtue and yet everything done under compulsion lacks its reward, it makes sense that he emphasizes this point. And he not only advises, but also adds a prayer, as he usually does, saying,